give us this day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Friday of the first Sunday after Easter. The lesson is taken from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 13.
Let us therefore fear, lest, a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, And God did rest on the seventh day from all his works, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, Today, after so long a time, as it is said, Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
Having chronic fatigue, I can definitely relate to the concept of rest. It makes me tired just to think about it. And yet, what a heavenly concept. Unfortunately, we are a culture and a people who can find no rest. Despite having more leisure than most people have had, and despite having labor-saving devices, our lives are ones of constant activity and unrest. But unlike God, we can't always find rest by being able to say what we have done with all of this activity is good. We're not settled in a particular place, but have instead become modern nomads or plankton. The average American moves or migrates every 5 years, a statistic that speaks of a culture that knows no rest. We do find rest from our labors, we have plenty of leisure, and yet curiously, this does not lead to true rest. The average American spends at least 4 hours per day watching media. Obviously, we have leisure time, but it has not produced rest. Especially, we are people who find no rest for our souls, and people everywhere are looking for a community to settle down in. We seek help from therapists from the bad habits, behaviors, and relationships that plague us and give us no rest. And we have become spiritual consumers, shopping for God in the supermarket of religions, but finding no rest for our souls. And yet God desires, promises, rest for his people. And that is God's message for you today, that in this life, where something is obviously missing, God offers you true rest in him. The Old Testament or Old Covenant was a covenant of unrest. Though God gave his people a Sabbath day, and though he gave them a promised land of rest, they were a people who found no rest. Though God's promise of a promised land and salvation were fulfilled to some degree, the story of the Old Testament is largely one of unfulfilled longing and expectation. For most of the time from Adam to Malachi, God's people were sojourners in exile, or under the hand of their enemies. It began in the Garden of Eden. Though God created a paradise for mankind in chapters 1 and 2 of Genesis, it only takes man until chapter 3 to sin and fall and to be kicked out of God's perfect garden and rest. Righteous Noah comes along, it's true, but he is one of only 8 people saved because mankind was so corrupt. Abraham was given the promised land, but his heirs had to flee to Egypt of all places. The people do enter finally the promised land, but not until the unfaithful generation of the Exodus all dies out. Except Joshua and Caleb. Even the great Moses is not allowed to enter into the rest of the promised land. Israel was at constant war, trying to subdue the Canaanites, all through the period of the Judges, through the kingship of Saul and David. It was not until after Solomon became king that there was finally peace. And the generation after Solomon, because of the foolishness of the son of the wisest man in the world, the kingdom is torn in two, never to become one again. Israel and Judah are both carried away into exile. Israel is never heard from again, and only a small remnant of Judah returns to the promised land. The Old Testament ends with God's promises to his people unfulfilled. It ends without the Messiah. The Old Covenant ends, therefore, without a true rest for the people of God. Sometimes, 2,000 years after Jesus Christ has come, after 2,000 years of the activity of the Holy Spirit in the Church, we feel just as restless and without peace as the Israelites. Who among us hasn't felt that sometimes life is this impersonal force that bears down on us, oppressing us, offering us no rest? How often do we get caught up in the whirlwind of activity of each day, staggering and panting to reach the end of it? How often do we come to the end of each day and ask ourselves, what was today really about? I know I did a lot of things, but what happened that I can find rest in? Or we say that we've given our lives to Christ, and yet in our inmost heart of hearts, our Holy of Holies, we know no rest, and we feel as if something is missing. And if this is true for us, we can only imagine the utter lack of rest that others who are not Christians are experiencing. Think of the characters in movies. They are always moving, always trading out relationships, always going from thing to thing to try to fill their lives, but they don't know how to find true rest. How can this be? How is it that in spite of our labors, in spite of our great leisure, in spite even of our profession of faith in God, that we, like the Israelites, find no rest? We have failed to find rest because we have failed to seek the only source of true rest. Time and again, Israel in the Old Testament found no rest because they were looking in the wrong places. They wanted to do things their way. God, of course, kept his promises to Israel, and there was some degree of rest for the people of God. But it was never the promised land itself that could give rest. It was never the mere fact of being Israel, the chosen of God, that could give rest. Something even more fundamental and powerful was needed, and that something was God himself, who was the rest of Israel. There are moments, even in the Old Covenant, when God does give his people rest because God is truly with his people. In Exodus 33, God promises Moses rest at just the moment Moses most needed it. Israel was on the move. They had just left Egypt and were going through the wilderness en route to the promised land. Moses had just been given the law. He found the people in rebellion with their golden calf. And now God had given the signal that it was time to move again to the land that God had promised Abraham. God promised to send his angel before Moses, but says that he himself will not go up, lest he consume Israel on the way because they were so stiff-necked. Moses and the people were rightfully fearful at this, and the people cry out, Moses most of all. In Exodus 33:12, Moses cries, But you have not let me know whom you will send with me. If I have found grace in your sight, show me your way, that I may find grace in your sight. And God responds by giving Moses and to us the secret of how to find true rest and true contentment in life, regardless of your circumstances. In Exodus 33:14, God says to Moses, My presence, or my face, will go with you, and I will give you rest. Do you want to find rest in this life and the next? Then hear what God has to say. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. God himself is to be your rest, and nothing else. Whatever else in life leads to true rest, it will come from God's gracious hand. As Jesus says, Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And, Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. It is God himself that was supposed to be Israel's rest, and it is God himself who is to be your rest. Though the family is often a place we find rest, often it is a place of strife and even violence, and it cannot give what only God can give. Though the church is the family of God, the family of families, where God is worshipped and served, it is no substitute for the presence of God himself, and it will only be the presence of God if it rests in God. It is only as we, the church, become a place where the presence of God is found that the church becomes a haven for weary souls, as it was created to be. Hebrews 4:1-2 says, Therefore, since a promise remains of entertaining his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. It's not enough even to come to church or hear the gospel. We must find God himself in the church and in his word. Hebrews 4:9 says, There remains therefore a rest for the people of God, and this is nothing other than God himself. Some in the Old Testament could not fully enter into God's rest because the Messiah had not yet come. But this is no longer true for us today. Some could not enter into God's rest because of sin and unbelief. This is an all too real option for us today. Hear Hebrews 4:1-2 again. Therefore, since a promise remains of entertaining his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Be diligent to enter into God's rest. You were commanded by God to seek his rest, and that rest is God himself. Whatever your circumstances, find your rest today in God. If you are facing a major decision in your life today, rest in God. Seek him and his ways. If you are in the middle of a trial or tribulation that is troubling you, find your rest in God. If you have a relationship that is troubling you, find your rest in God. Whatever causes trouble in your life, seek God and find your rest in him. For he is your loving Heavenly Father, who has sent his loving Son and the Holy Spirit, who is the Comforter.
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.